Well, I think, James, you know, the situation has been unstable but relatively constant in the east of DRC since around about 2013 up until 2021. But we've really seen a substantial decline in the situation since March of last year. There's over 1.1 million new IDPs, and that's in the space of just over 12 months. And that's being driven by a conflict which is really escalated in three different parts of the East. And we are seeing people really in a very, very vulnerable situation. So we are very worried about these trends. And we don't think it's yet come to an end. Things, if they continue in this way, are going to get worse.
So you talk about the number of people in the eastern part of the country, the DRC. I mean, there are many groups that are involved in the crisis there. There's M23 and other rebel groups. The DRC army is also operating there. Who are the people responsible for this alarming rate of rape that you are talking about?
This is a difficult thing to pin down, given that by definition, this is always going to happen in a kind of a clandestine way. So there isn't actually any concrete evidence on exactly who is responsible.
So, and you are calling for urgent and significant scale up of intervention and funding. What activities are UNICEF involved in to help prevent this situation?
There are over 9 major sites just to the north of Goma. We have set up these safe spaces in 4 of those IDP sites where we are doing a lot of sensitization. So we are putting out information around these risks so that women and girls are aware and they are looking out and taking care about how they go and collect firewood, for example, or not to fall into these traps. So there's the prevention side. We are also talking to authorities. We've expressed our concern, and I think this is not simply an issue which can be resolved by humanitarians alone. On the prevention side, there needs to be a security dimension to that.
In a way, Grant, listening to you, these women and girls have become what, casualty of the conflict?
Yeah, well, they, as I was mentioning earlier, we see that they become almost like a double casualty of the conflict, because all IDPs have already suffered because they have left their home. Most people in that region live by cultivating crops and basically living off of those and also making a livelihood. So they've lost their home, they've lost their crops.
Grant, thank you so much. A pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much, James.